Here's your KNDY updated weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Mainly sunny this afternoon with daytime highs approaching 48. Southwest winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Lows around 27 tonight. Get up-to-the-minute weather updates from the Weatherology Weather Center. I'm staff meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki on KNDY for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Currently, it's 36 degrees.
Mid-America Network News. A medical marijuana bill is set to get a hearing at the Kansas State House. It's the first hearing scheduled on a marijuana proposal this session. Kansas lawmakers scheduled Senate Bill 555 for a hearing tomorrow at 8 a.m. The bill is currently in Senate Committee on Federal and State Affairs. The proposal is backed by Kansas Natural Remedies, a hemp cultivator based in Wichita. Topeka City officials cleared a homeless encampment near the levee Tuesday where an estimated 5 people were living. We have our city resources here, and we were just checking the camps, as you can see, to make sure that no one is left behind, to make sure that it's safe for our city resources to begin their work today, said Captain Colleen Stewart of the Topeka Police Department. This marks the 6th time in 2024 that city officials have cleared and relocated the belongings of unsheltered people. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Save green this month at Rusty at Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck month is happening now at Rusty at Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty at Ford. Come see us at Rusty at Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty at Ford and RustyAtFord.com.
See offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
Lawmakers are pushing for stronger move-over laws in Kansas. This proposed update to the state's existing move-over laws would include most vehicles with flashing lights. This includes any stationary vehicle, as well as tow trucks, utility trucks, and garbage trucks. They would require drivers to move over and make space for workers to do their business safely. The expanded Kansas law will also penalize drivers who use handheld cell phones in construction zones or school zones. The bill now goes to the state Senate in Topeka. A southern Kansas county is in danger of losing one of its EMS departments as rural area EMS departments are being stretched very thin. Barber County EMS covers 2 departments, one in Kiowa and one at the hospital in Medicine Lodge. Both are made up of volunteers. With many of them now at retirement age and the inability to recruit younger people, EMS and county leaders say they're looking for solutions. I'm Stephanie Austin.
Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville is your reliable automotive repair shop. Servicing engines and transmissions, ACs, radiators, exhausts, and diagnostic checks. Did you know Dane's does tires? Carrying all major brands and sizes from trucks, ATVs, trailer, and farm implements, Dane's Automotive and Tire has you covered. With over 85 years combined experience, your locally owned and trusted repair and tire shop is Dane's Automotive and Tire in Waterville and Marysville.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News, I am Felix Johnson. The Nebraska legislature is preparing for a $4.45 million payout for a Kearney man after he was profoundly injured in a Grand Island pursuit. The money will go to Miles and Chrissy Margaret's and their attorneys after the amount has been added in an amendment to LB 1188 as that bill has passed out of the Business and Labor Committee. Miles Margaret's of Kearney filed a lawsuit against the state of Nebraska in 2020 after he was hit by a suspect fleeing Nebraska State Patrol back in late December of 2017. The lawsuit claims that Jose Ortiz had stolen a vehicle and was heading north on Highway 281 in Grand Island, leading to authorities trying to stop him, but he fled at a high rate of speed while ignoring traffic signs and signals, along with other drivers, including Margaret's. The crash killed Ortiz and left Margaret's with serious and permanent injuries requiring extensive hospitalization and multiple surgeries and treatment. Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Hey, Wichita, it's Morgan here checking in with you to tell you a little bit about what's going on at Midwest Kia, a dealership I'm proud to say represents my hometown and our Midwest values. Midwest Kia's better way to buy can be explained in three words: simple, transparent, fast. And it starts from the top. At Midwest Kia, you're not going to be greeted by a mob of salespeople trying to pull you out of your car. You'll enjoy a fully digital transaction where the person next to you is there to help you buy a car, not just sell you one. And the processes in place are built to respect your time. Add in an industry-leading 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty included in every new and certified pre-owned purchase, as well as the catchiest jingle in town. And I think they may just be onto something. Go see my friends at Midwest Kia today and see why people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Warranty is a limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Marysville City Council met Monday. Alex Smith, during public comment, suggested relief for residents who were penalized for late payment of February water bills, which were delayed in postal delivery. Councilman Chris Schrader supported the request, but no action was taken, as the matter will need to be on the agenda as an item for consideration. Estimated cost was under $500 if late fees were credited on a one-time basis. Residents are reminded that auto pay options or electronic billing are available by contacting Marysville City Hall. $500 was approved of a $1,500 request from Chamber and Main Street for the Sparkler Program, which is a volunteer group maintaining flowers and plantings in the city. Approval was given for purchase of new diving boards and sunshades at the city pool, replacing original equipment, which is some 10 years old. Pool admission prices will be held the same as last year. Approval was granted for mosquito control in city parks and outdoor areas. Deductibles, particularly for wind and hail, are increasing substantially, with options at $50,000 and $75,000. A motion to accept the $50,000 wind and hail deductible with a slight decrease in premium was approved after discussion. Council approved the mayor signing a contract with Josh Haverkamp, who has accepted the position of city administrator. Mayor Todd Fry updated discussion regarding the Kester Block. He'd met with advisory committee members. Approval was previously granted to move forward with a request for qualifications for any firms interested in acquisition and development of the commercial buildings on the Kester Block. The mayor had also met with the Kester Museum Board and shared options that include spinoff to a private organization that could access funding for continued operations. An April 15th deadline is set for replies to the RFQ, with further discussions to continue. Work has begun on a manhole replacement project on Center Street in Marysville, or US 36, beginning at 5th Street. Traffic may be diverted with turn lanes closed and parking prohibited on affected blocks as work continues. Expected to take around 2 weeks for each replacement, which will progress eastward to include 7th, 9th, 11th, and 13th streets as well. Traffic caution is urged during the construction period. A Kansas Department of Transportation bridge replacement project is underway in Nemahal County on K-9. The Spring Creek drainage structure, 2 miles west of Wetmore, is at the intersection of V Road. During construction, K-9 will be closed in the project area. Detour will be provided. Work to take place through mid-August on the $1.2 million project. An injury accident was reported in Lynn March 15. Audrey Wirtz lost control, colliding with Brian Oldehoff. Wirtz was transported to Washington County Hospital. Oldehoff was not injured. Both vehicles suffered extensive damage. March 19th, a juvenile was injured driving an ATV at Big Bear and 29th Road in Washington County and was transported to Hanover Hospital, where he was treated and released. An injury accident was reported in Clay County last Thursday, 15 miles north of Clay Center. David Dean, age 64, of Clay Center, crossed the center line, colliding with another vehicle and then was struck by an oncoming semi. Dean was transported to the Clay County Medical Clinic. No other serious injuries reported from the other vehicles involved. Seneca Area Chamber and Downtown Impact annual meeting is Wednesday, 6 p.m. at the Meadowlark Extension District office in Seneca. Marysville High School Band received a gold rating and ranked first in division at the Nashville World Strides Festival this past week. The high school and junior high bands and choirs performed spring concerts this month. Those are on YouTube at the Marysville Junior Senior High Bulldogs page. Your news on your time. Daily podcast of our morning and midday news blocks available online at KNDYRadio.com and our social media. Victoria F. Torrey Johnson, age 33, of Frankfort, passed away Monday. Memorial service is planned Friday, 10:30 at the Salem Lutheran Church south of Axtell. Visitation Thursday, 5:30 until 7 at the church, with the Christy Anders Funeral Home Waterville in charge of arrangements for Torrey Johnson. Marilyn B. Brungard, age 91, of Washington, passed away Monday. Funeral arrangements pending with Ward Funeral Home in charge for Marilyn Brungard.
United Bank and Trust has been fulfilling the banking needs of families and businesses in Northeast Kansas for decades. United Bank and Trust is always advancing, and now they'd like to offer a free mobile deposit feature within the mobile banking app. Endorse, click, and submit your check image for deposit. It's a mobile-fast world out there, and so is United Bank and Trust, the bank of your future. Visit our website at ubankonline.com or your local branch for more information. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
At Tony's Meat Market in Marysville, fresh is the expectation, not a choice. Offering special orders, a drive-thru window for easy pickup, and always the freshest meat around. If you haven't seen what Tony's Meat Market has to offer, swing on down to 1509 Center Street in Marysville across from Superwash. Steaks, pork chops, hamburger, chicken, barbecue essentials, and now ice-cold beer. Whether you're feeding 5 or 50, Tony's has you covered. A friend from the first visit. That's Tony's Meat Market in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Mostly sunny today with our highs in the lower 40s and mid-50s. Mostly clear skies overnight tonight with our lows in the mid-20s and lower 30s. More sunshine and warmer into Thursday with our highs in the lower to upper 60s. And partly cloudy skies throughout Thursday night with our lows in the upper 30s and upper 40s. More sunshine throughout the day on Friday with our highs in the lower 60s and mid-70s. Then a chance for some showers and thunderstorms into Friday night with our lows in the lower to upper 30s. Some rain showers early on Saturday, otherwise partly sunny with our highs in the mid-50s and lower 60s. Then another chance for some rain showers throughout Saturday night, mostly cloudy with our lows in the mid-30s and lower 40s. North winds between 15 and 20 and gusting as high as 25. Some rain showers early on Sunday again, sunshine with our highs in the mid-50s and mid-70s. Then some showers and thunderstorms may continue into Sunday night with our lows in the mid-30s and upper 40s. More showers are possible Monday, otherwise sunny with our highs in the mid to upper 50s. I'm meteorologist Carol Foster.
Average high temperature, late March, 60. Record high on this date, 85. The average low, 35, and the record low is 13 degrees. Sunrise this morning, 7:19. Sunset this evening at 7:46.
In lawns across America, crabgrass begins germinating in just a few short weeks. Some advice on getting the upper hand this year on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
If you're a farmer or rancher, chances are you've thought about joining Kansas Farm Bureau. So what's stopping you? Your membership means you have a seat at the table when it comes to the issues that affect your farm. Things like trade, taxes, water, and regulations. The state's largest farm advocacy organization brings your message to policy decision makers at the county, state, and national level. The voice of agriculture becomes your voice and fights for Kansas farmers and ranchers. And a Kansas Farm Bureau membership includes other benefits. For about $50 a year, you'll receive discounts on equipment and supplies, cell phone plans, financial and legal support, home and office supplies, and more. You'll also receive Kansas Living, a quarterly lifestyle magazine featuring real stories of farmers and producers around the state, plus great recipes, crafts, and things to see and do in Kansas. Join us today. Visit kfb.org/farmerrancher to learn more.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, March 27th. It is the 87th day of the year, and Gloria Swanson was born on this day in 1899. If you'll be doing battle with crabgrass this spring, now is the time to formulate a plan. And the most important part is getting the timing right. Pre-emergent herbicide is most effective when applied 2 weeks before the soil reaches 50 degrees. How do you know when that will be? Just watch for the blooming of forsythia. It usually coincides with crabgrass germination. If you prefer organic methods of crabgrass control, look into corn gluten meal. Some studies say it is an effective alternative to herbicides. Others disagree, so do your research. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more and sign up for our free newsletter at almanac.com.
With Easter right around the corner, gifts and goodies for all ages are sure to be found at Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville. Fill your Easter basket with delectable chocolates, Hallmark cards, K-State and KU memorabilia, or decor for your home or garden. Entertain the kids with toys for all ages, and through Easter, all plus toys are 25% off. Open Monday through Saturday. Hop into Reflections Hallmark in downtown Marysville.
So much more than your favorite Hallmark store.
Kansas Mid-American Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier. New England's Patriot defensive lineman Jeremiah Farmza Jr. made it to the state of Kansas and headed to an elementary school in the Wichita, Kansas area, saying he wanted to reach out to the youth in the community after the community of Wichita being so good to him throughout the years.
Give it hope. You know, that's my thing. I'm Stockton, I give hope, and Wichita's been good to me. You know, they always help me with my dreams, push me, so why not come out here and give hope as well?
That audio from Cake News, where they say that he was born and raised in California, but was recruited by one of the coaches at the time. That was the football coach at Friends at University in Wichita.
From there, I'd have had the best of grades, but I ran into a coach named James Tabor out here. He was, at the time, was coaching at Friends University. Now he does his own thing, he trains and everything, so he was my recruiter at Friends.
Farms also spent part of his career playing for the indoor football team, the Wichita Force. Kansas Mid-America Network Sports, I'm Andy Hoosier.
Professional excavators and homeowners, safety always comes first, and safe digging is no accident. So before you begin your next digging project, remember to call Kansas 811 to have your underground utility lines marked for free. Know what's below. Call 811 before you dig. So play it safe. Put down the shovel, pick up the phone, and call 811 first. This message is brought to you by Kansas 811, reminding you that no matter if your digging project is big or small, don't make a judgment call. Always call 811 before you dig.
Don't miss an unforgettable night of classic country at Seven Clans First Council Casino.
One more day.
Saturday, March 30th, Diamond Rio comes to Newkirk, live and in concert. Tickets available at the Players Club or online at Ticketstorm.com. Diamond Rio, Saturday, March 30th at Seven Clans First Council Casino and Resort, Highway 77 in Newkirk.
Looking at the women's side of college basketball tournaments for 2024, the number 4 seed Kansas State Wildcats women's basketball team ends up finishing their season over the weekend after losing in the second round to Colorado with a 63-50 loss. It was a tight matchup for both teams going into the half. However, the Kansas State Wildcats just fell as the game went on.
When you end it this way, this one's going to sting for a while.
I think it's just knowing, like, how bad we wanted to make the Sweet 16. Like, obviously, I've gone to March Madness my freshman year, and we didn't make it past the second round, so I was just pretty hopeful.
My intentional foul was a tough one. That was tough. But, you know, they're going to go on runs, and we're going to go on runs. We just couldn't seem to get on a big enough run to kind of get back in the ball game.
That audio from WIBW is Kansas State walked away with 22 turnovers in the game and only sitting at 35% for shooting throughout the game, which they say was a learning lesson to go into next season, but pretty devastating with the way they wrapped up for the 2024 season.
Valley Heights softball and baseball teams sweep Blue Valley in doubleheader action on Tuesday. Softball team winning the opener 13-3, while the baseball team won the opener 6-4 and took the nightcap 11-5. Marysville High softball baseball games with St. Mary's from Tuesday postponed until Wednesday at Marysville, beginning at 4:30.
Welcome to the TVL Rundown. Joined with Max Blasky, KNDY Radio, and Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight. Jeff, we're getting into baseball season and a few games coming up early on this week. Valley Heights, Blue Valley. Donovan West takes on Riverside, and then later on in the week, Onega versus Jackson Heights. This is the first year for a lot of these schools, so how nice is it to see these teams get into this early season action?
It's great. I mean, it seems like days ago we were at state basketball, and now we've turned around and these same athletes, for the most part, are really showing off their skills now on the baseball and softball diamonds. It's incredible right now what the TVL is about and the progress that they are making over the last year or so.
And I mentioned a few of those TVL schools, Jeff, but just a quick reminder, who all has a program this year?
Baseball, we've got Blue Valley becoming a real contender in the TVL. Valley Heights getting underway as well. You mentioned Donovan West, Onega. On the softball side, Valley Heights girls. Also, you've got Frankfort and Centralia. Just a lot of names, a lot of promise, I think, we still have in the Twin Valley League this year.
And it wouldn't be the spring sports schedule without the annual golf and track meets coming up too as well, Jeff. So as we look at this week, what's the schedule on that look like?
Obviously, these are weather permitting. As far as coming up, the Washington County golf team goes to Salina on Thursday, and also track at Frankfort on Thursday, as well as the baseball and softball. So big things going on all around the state.
And, of course, as the spring season rolls on, keep it tuned here to KNDY Radio to stay up to date with everything going on. Jeff, where can they find everything TVL Sports?
You can go to TVLSpotlight.com and on social media at TVL Sports Spotlight.
Again, joined by Jeff Wirtz of the TVL Sports Spotlight for KNDY Radio, this is Max Blasky.
You could have a beautiful landscape and productive garden while working in concert with nature. Hi, I'm Melinda Myers, horticulturist and gardening expert. Start small. You'll be amazed the difference a few change of habits can make in your garden and maintenance schedule. Capture rainwater in barrels or cisterns for use for containers and the garden when water is scarce. Check with your municipality first, as some cities prohibit the use while others offer rebates. Compost kitchen scraps and yard waste into valuable soil amendment. Use woody trimmings to create wattle fences, arbors, and more. Plant a few trees to shade your house and reduce cooling costs. Add shrubs and ground covers near the home to further conserve energy. Don't know where to start? Get help and guidance from the free program Landscape for Life, sponsored by the United States Botanic Garden and Lady Bird Johnson Wildflower Center at the University of Texas at Austin. Check out our website for this and other gardening tips.
Next to Delilah's shearing of strongman Samson, it's perhaps the most famous haircut in history. Many young ladies wondered if Elvis would lose his musical powers once he received his buzz cut and entered the Army. We'll head to that famous barbershop on today's edition of The American Countryside.
I'm Ty Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Carolyn Joyce recounts it as one of the most famous haircuts in history.
The barbershop where he got that famous haircut is now a museum. It looks just like it did on March 25th, 1958, when he passed through those doors.
Newsreels captured the moment and broadcast it to the nation.
His lucrative career as rock and roll king interrupted for a while. Elvis Presley begins his military service at Fort Chaffee, Arkansas.
There were so many pictures taken that day. All we had to do, look at those pictures and recreate that barbershop just as it looked that day.
Fort Smith has preserved the Chaffee shop and talked with those present on that noteworthy day.
We have talked with the barber who actually cut his hair. He has since passed. His son is still here, and he's a barber.
That son still comes back to the old shop to give haircuts. It's called Haircut Day, and it's annually held the Saturday closest to March 25th.
We have an event where the son is there cutting hair in that chair. So we make it a fun event. We recognize the importance of that day.
With the haircut goes $78 a month. He made a cool million last year.
Today, the famous barbershop allows folks to reminisce about a haircut that broke girls' hearts and made many wonder if Elvis and his music would ever return. Traveling the countryside in Fort Smith, Arkansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
Is miserable, especially when it's consuming the pasture. Hi, I'm Jody Henke. Mud is also unhealthy for animals, so stay tuned for tips on how to manage it as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life, ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Whenever you're online, Living the Country Life is there too. Like us on Facebook and exchange tips and ideas with people who share your love for the country way of life. Follow us on Twitter at Small Farming for timely news and information. You can also find us on Instagram and Pinterest. See the latest inspired shot from our readers or add a garden tip to your boards. Living the Country Life has all the ideas for your home acreage. Visit us online at livingthecountrylife.com and find us on social media.
If you're looking for new ideas for what to do around your place in the country, register for the Living the Country Life newsletter. Once a week, you'll receive helpful tips in your inbox on a wide variety of seasonal and timely topics, along with so much more. Living the Country Life is for all those people who love to live in the country. Sign up for your free newsletter today by visiting livingthecountrylife.com.
Surface water, very little vegetation, manure, and lots of hoof traffic. This is a recipe for a muddy pasture. It's a pain for owners, unsightly for the farm, and it's no picnic for the animals either. Melissa Ferry is an Extension Small Farms Assistant Professor with Oklahoma State University. She says mud is a serious problem because it causes foot and hoof problems and creates an environment for pests and parasites to flourish. Abundant vegetation is a good mud manager, so pasture rotation is one solution.
And then also work towards building a heavy use area or a paddock with a footing material like gravel or some type of wood bark product. Something so animals can be up and dry and then manage that area. So pick the manure up on a regular basis. Pick up the wasted feed so that it doesn't continue to add to the problem.
Good drainage is very important. Inspect your runoff system and make sure rain gutters on nearby buildings aren't dumping gallons of water into the pasture. If there's a low area where water tends to collect, Ferry says to keep the animals away from it when conditions are soupy.
This is because animals walking over that area, especially heavier animals like cattle or horses, are going to compact that wet soil, and it will lead to an area that just doesn't produce well. So that should be an area in your pasture that you would try to avoid when the conditions are wet. Perhaps you could use some electric fencing of some sort to exclude animals from those areas.
You can't totally eliminate mud, but you can significantly reduce it. Find more tips for managing mud in the pasture at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Improving the lives of migrant and seasonal farm workers. Today on Farm to Fork. If you're ready to try a highly effective microbial soil inoculant, then Rizol from ProGrow Bio should be your first choice. Rizal offers multiple benefits like enhanced biomass, bigger yields, and improved soil health. 100% organic and works with conventional or organic crops and comes in a soluble dry form for easy handling and long shelf life. Search the web for R-H-I-Z-O-L from ProGrow Bio.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
Migrant and seasonal farm workers are not only willing to do the kind of work that most of us would never consider doing, their lifestyle is also filled with challenges. It's why the Great Lakes Center for Farm Worker Health and Well-Being exists at the University of Illinois, Chicago. Linda Forst is the director.
If we don't have migrant farm labor, immigrant farm labor from south of the U.S. border, we don't have very solid agriculture in the United States, and we need that. So we need to figure out a way to support that and make sure that the workers' rights are met in the space and they're protected. So that's the best for them, and that's the best for us.
I asked Forst about the emphasis on well-being.
You know, their whole lives are centered around this work during the time that they're contracted to do that work. And so every aspect of their life impacts their social well-being, right? And they really require external supports in order to be able to manage that, I would think.
More tomorrow. That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
Your authorized Hustler dealer with service is Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville. Built durable, comfortable, and here in the state of Kansas, Hustler mowers are designed to handle any terrain you have. Don't settle for a flimsy unit from the big box store. Stocked with a full line of residential zero-turn mowers, Blue Valley Trailers has the mower designed to get the job done at the right price. Look over the complete selection of Hustler mowers at Blue Valley Trailers in Waterville or online at bluevalleytrailers.com.
Good Wednesday. Sims back with your latest agricultural news here through the Mid-America Ag Network. Well, today is Wednesday, now March 27th of 2024, as we'll shift gears away from agricultural news and take a look at the current soil temperatures at the 4-inch depth across the Sunflower State. Of course, the soil temperature directly affects plant growth, as most soil organisms function best at an optimum temperature. Soil temperature impacts the rate of nitrification, also influences soil moisture content, aeration, and availability of plant nutrients. So what we will do today is break up the Sunflower State into three, a western, central, and eastern third. We'll take a look at a couple of different locations and their 4-inch soil temperature currently in comparison to their 7-day average. And, of course, it's going to be a bit cooler as we've had a cool front come through the Sunflower State and, of course, the wintry precipitation out in the western and northwestern portions as well. But we'll take a look up in that northwestern corner in Cheyenne, currently 40 degrees at the 4-inch soil temperature compared to their 7-day average of 46 degrees. In Tribune along the western border, it is 41 degrees currently at the 4-inch depth at their Fahrenheit temperature compared to their 49-degree 7-day average. And down in southwest Kansas, looking in Stanton, currently 45 degrees at the 4-inch soil depth compared to their 53-degree 7-day average. Now, up in the north-central portion as well, a bit cooler than their 7-day average in Jewell, 39 degrees currently right now at the 4-inch depth compared to 45 degrees over the last 7 days. In Little River, right in the near middle of the state, 42 degrees is the current temperature compared to their 51-degree 7-day average. And south-central in Harper, Kansas, 44 degrees is the current temperature compared to their 52-degree 7-day average. Now, let's take a look at the eastern third, and we'll go up to the northeast corner in Hiawatha, as currently 41 degrees is their 4-inch soil temperature, not too much off of their 7-day average of 45 degrees Fahrenheit. In Uniontown, currently right now 43 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 50 degrees, and primarily one of the warmer portions of the state down in southeast Kansas. Looking in Sedan, currently 47 degrees at the 4-inch depth compared to their 7-day average of 51 degrees Fahrenheit.
horse trailer sales. The one call you need to make to get the most trusted brands in landscaping, utility, livestock, and flatbed trailers. Plus, they can service all makes and models of trailers,
even the ones they don't sell.
And no matter whether it's a service or sales call, Horse Trailer stands behind their products with great prices and exceptional personal service.
Which is why they're proud to be family-owned and operated.
Horse Trailer Sales, 620-545-7292 or online at horsetrailers.com.
Horse Trailer Sales, we get behind what's behind you.
You know, farmers, top yields come from quality seed. And if you raise corn, soybeans, sorghum, wheat, or cover crops, they've got all your needs at Kaufman Seed Company, Yoder, Kansas. Soybean farmers, check this out.
Check out Kaufman 4703. It's an excellent choice for irrigators. And Kaufman 4621, a great choice for central Kansas.
This is Dustin at Kaufman Seeds. Give us a call for all your seed needs. Call 800-6-
Lewinberger in Waterville has dependable Sim-Angus cross bulls for sale. All black with a few black baldies. These feature good disposition and hybrid vigor with calving ease. Yearling and two-year-olds ready for immediate pickup or delivery. Call Lewinberger today at 785-268-0647.
Tune in for the auction calendar weekdays during our noon news block on KNDY. Upcoming auction details for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Household, collectibles, real estate, farm, or business auctions. If you're planning a sale, be sure your auctioneer advertises on KNDY. In addition to our daily updates on air, check out the auction calendar online. We provide the complete sale bills at KNDYradio.com for those advertising with us. The least expensive, most comprehensive way to reach all of Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska with Radio KNDY and online KNDYradio.com. Tell your auctioneer you want the power of radio working to your best advantage. Call our sales team for rate quotes and complete details. Find out more by checking out the auction calendar online at KNDYradio.com.
Animal welfare is a human responsibility, from housing to feeding to disease prevention and humanely handling compromised animals on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Successful Farming presents the 15 Minutes with a Farmer podcast. In each episode, a successful farming editor has a quick conversation with a farmer, chock full of stories and advice from their area of agriculture. They're interesting, educational, and perfect for your busy schedule. Search for 15 Minutes with a Farmer wherever you download your podcasts.
Any age, any make, any model, any way you look at it, you can get the right part at the right price by stopping by the one parts counter at your local John Deere dealership. Whether you need to replace a worn part or just need to stock up on maintenance and replacement parts, you can find it all at the one parts counter. Knowledgeable, friendly staff will help you choose from genuine John Deere, Reman, or A&I parts. Do yourself and your machine a favor. Stop by the one parts counter today at your local John Deere dealership.
Livestock owners work hard to ensure their animals are properly cared for through all stages of production. Despite their best efforts, some animals will become injured or sick, and decisions must be made. Greg Hanselcheck is a bovine veterinarian at Kansas State University. He says cattle are masters at hiding disease. They mingle with the herd to hide themselves, so it takes some keen observation to determine which animals need intervention. When you find them, consult with your veterinarian for treatment and have a hospital or sick pen ready.
Particularly animals that are down, that can't get up, that are ambulatory, whether it's an injury or a dystocia or whatever, it's important that producers understand that we can house them. It's important that they're on soft but secure footing, that fresh feed and especially water is hauled to those animals every day. And it's important once that they absolutely need our care that we're providing the care that they absolutely need.
Do what you can to minimize their discomfort. If they're not getting better, you may have to make a tough decision.
For me, and I think a lot of practitioners, is if that animal is not eating or drinking for a day to 2 days at the longest, then it's probably time to think about humanely euthanizing those animals to prevent any further suffering for them.
HanselCheck urges every livestock owner to take part in livestock quality assurance programs. They will help with decision-making, early detection of problems, and addressing those problems in a timely manner. I'm Jody Henke. Find more tips on handling compromised animals at agriculture.com.
Planning for the future includes accounting for the present. Crop insurance protection assures that your farming operation will withstand the variabilities of weather and potential disaster. Rely on the coverage that crop insurance provides, and rely on Linda Schmitz with Linda's Insurance Agency for the experience and personal service that she offers. Call today and update your crop insurance options. That's Linda's Insurance Agency, 1507 Broadway in Marysville.
Good Wednesday afternoon. I'm your farm broadcaster, Sam Speck, with your latest market information here on the Mid-America Ag Network. And as we pass through midday, still a mostly mixed to lower day, pretty much all across the board. We'll start with the livestock, as April live cattle currently trading down 45 cents at 182.65. June's down 70 at 177.67. Kind of some two-sided trade for the feeder cattle markets. The March contract, which is soon to expire, currently up 27 cents, trading at 248 per hundredweight. April's up 30 at 245.75. However, red figures beyond that point. Still mixed in the hogs as well. However, the immediate months are higher. April up 60 cents at 86.17, with May trading at $92 per hundredweight. That's up 25. Into the grains now. We've seen a two-sided day of trade, kind of back and forth. Row crops are lower here, as May corn currently down 4.5 to 4.28. July's down 4.75 at 4.40 and a quarter. Two-sided mixed bag for the wheat markets as well. May Kansas City wheat currently up 1.25 to 5.78.5. July's down 0.25 at 5.73 3/4. And May oats still a bit weaker, down 1.75 to 3.55 3/4. Soybeans also still slightly lower. May beans down a nickel at 11.94. July's down 4.5 at 12.08 a bushel. The meal is back higher. May soybean meal up 40 to 3.40.20, and soy oil still a bit lower. May down 68 points at 47.74. Cotton with a sharp decline today. May cotton down 2.66 at 90.75. Energy markets also slightly down. Crude oil down 52 cents at 81.10 a barrel. Unleaded gas is down a half a penny at 2.68 a gallon. Heating oil down 2 to 2.59, and natural gas is down 6 at 1.71. Taking a stroll down Wall Street here, we see the S&P on the rise, trying to snap the three-day slide, currently up 18 at 5,222. The Dow's up 283 at 39,566, and the NASDAQ back up 13 at 16,328. In the metals now, we see gold up $12.80, trading at $2,190 per ounce. May silver currently up a dime, trading at 24.72. And lastly, we see the dollar index still with a bit of strength. The June dollar currently up 9 points at 104.09. Sends back through the Mid-America Ag Network.
Save green this month at Rusty at Ford with discounts on all new vehicles. Truck month is happening now at Rusty at Ford. Check out the new Ford F-150, America's number one selling truck for 47 years in a row and counting. Keep more green in your pocket with discounts on all new Fords on our lot. We have it all. F-150, Bronco, Edge, Escape, Explorer, Mustang, and more. You'll luck out with low APR financing options to help you get into the new car, truck, or SUV you need. Follow the rainbow to find your pot of gold, or even better, a new vehicle at Rusty Eck Ford. Come see us at Rusty Eck Ford. Save some green and drive home your new Ford today. Only at Rusty Eck Ford and RustyEckFord.com.
Absolutely unbeatable.
WAC offers cannot be combined. See store for details.
Clothing, boots, accessories, and more in stock at Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, where great prices come with friendly service. For the Western or everyday work lifestyle, outfit every member of your crew with jeans, boots, shirts, outerwear, and accessories, too. Plus, ranchers know that everything to keep your animal healthy and safe is found at Valley Vet. Order online for delivery or pick up in store. Valley Vet Supply in Marysville, your dedicated source for all things livestock, pet, and horse supplies.
From Kansas State University, this is Agriculture Today. I'm Jacob Clout. Cattle producers use estrus synchronization to tighten up calving windows and increase the number of cows bred early in the breeding season. K-State cow-calf extension specialist Jason Warner relays the importance of a cow's receptiveness to estrus synchronization and the two factors influencing their response to a protocol.
One key thing that we always want to keep in mind is that the ability for females to respond to an estrus synchronization protocol is really dependent on a couple of things. When those females calve relative to the start of the breeding season, because we know that postpartum interval will directly affect the percentage or the proportion of those females that are cycling prior to the start of the breeding season. If they've calved within 30 days of the start of the breeding season, those are females that have a higher risk of not responding to an estrus synchronization protocol. And so we want to keep those things in mind and make sure that we're working with females that are well prepared to start the breeding season if we're going to make the effort of synchronizing them. But then also, too, nutrition is very important when we think about body condition at calving, because we know that females that are thin, females that are body condition score 4 or less, are going to be less apt to respond to a synchronization protocol.
He discusses the synchronization protocols available.
Currently, the Beef Reproductive Task Force has 4 estrus synchronization protocols that are approved right now for use with natural service. And for both cows and heifers, there's a single-shot prostaglandin protocol, as well as both a 7 and a 14-day cedar protocol. And again, those 3 protocols are approved for both cows and virgin heifers. And then also for virgin heifers, there's a 14-day MGA protocol approved as well, too.
After completing synchronization, Warner explains the variables affecting a producer's choice between natural service and artificial insemination.
Ultimately, I think whether or not it makes sense for a producer to implement either artificial insemination or just use natural service with synchronization really comes back to 3 primary factors, and those are labor. Do you have the labor resources in order to be able to accomplish those tasks? Time. And oftentimes people will talk about time and labor together, but time and labor are really 2 distinct separate resources. And then technician skill level or technician aptitude. And certainly when we think about folks, if maybe they're less familiar with artificial insemination and really haven't been through those steps before and are less comfortable with it, using estrus synchronization with natural service, just turning in bulls, can be a great way for those producers to capture the benefit, realize the benefits there of estrus synchronization.
That was K-State cow-calf extension specialist Jason Warner on estrus synchronization. I'm Jacob Clout. This has been Agriculture Today over the K-State Radio Network.
For all your gas and service needs, it's OK Service Station in Hanover. You'll get fast, friendly, dependable service every time you visit. They have fuel available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Ask how you can get a gas card for 24-hour fueling at OK Service. They also handle tires, tire repair, exhaust work, and oil changes, too. Stop by, say hi to the folks at OK Service in Hanover.
From ABC News, Wall Street Now. Investors have turned around yesterday's losses. Going into the midday, the Dow Jones was up 230 points. The S&P 500 was higher by 0.3%. The NASDAQ composite was essentially unchanged on the day. Subaru is recalling 118,000 cars because of an issue that could prevent the passenger airbag from deploying in a crash. Certain 20 to 2022 Outback and Legacy vehicles are on that list. Both General Motors and Ford now say shipments of vehicles in and out of the U.S. will have to be rerouted, but the effect of the Baltimore bridge collapse is expected to be minimal. The Port of Baltimore handles more cars than any place in the country. Candy makers are wrestling with high cocoa prices, and shoppers are weary of inflation. They're headed toward Easter now. Some candy promotions already are in place to try to drive sales for the holiday. Cocoa prices have tripled over the last year. Jim Ryan, ABC News.